מסכת בבא קמא, פרק ג', משנה ז', משנה says, המבקע ברשות היחיד והזיק ברשות הרבים. Let's say somebody is chopping wood in his own private property, and as he's chopping, wood flies into the air and it damages somebody or something in the public area. ברשות הרבים והזיק ברשות היחיד. If he's chopping wood in the public space and he causes damage to something in a private property, ברשות היחיד והזיק ברשות היחיד אחר. Or if he's chopping wood in his own private property and he caused wood to fly and it damaged something in another person's private property, let's say the homes were adjacent to each other, in all of these cases, hayav, he is obligated to pay for the damages. He is hitting the wood, he's causing the wood to fly up into the air and then to land onto something, and therefore he is the one who is responsible. We say koho kegufo, the force that he puts into something is like his own body. He is causing damage in an area that's unexpected. Somebody's walking in their own property, or they're walking in the Rishut HaRabim, they're not expecting a piece of wood to fly in from another reshut, another area, and to hurt them. So therefore, this person was chopping wood. He's responsible. He should have done it in a way that was not going to cause wood to fly into another area. He is obligated to pay for the damage.